where Ramananda Rai was the governor at Godavari, at Rajamahalli,
the lower southern part of the Kalinga district. So the neighboring king was also a Hindu, but oftentimes there would be fights. And this describes what happened between King Pachaputra's father and that neighboring king.
This is from Madhya Lila, chapter 5, The Activities of Sakshi Gopal. Srila Prabhupada said, refer to this in the purport. At that time, text 9.
At that time, Nityananda Prabhu had heard the story of Sakshi Gopal from the townspeople. He now recited it again, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the narration with great pleasure. Purport. The Sakshi Gopal temple is situated on the Quarter Road Junction Railway and the Jagannath Puri station. The deity is not presently situated in Cuttack.
But when Nityananda Prabhu traveled there, the deity was present. So we're at the same time period in this story and the location of the deity.
Okay. As when Nityananda Prabhu traveled, it was only a few years later. So the deity at this time was in Cuttack.
Town in Orissa situated on the Mahanadi River. When Sakshi Gopal was brought
from Vidyanagara to South India, he stayed for some time at Cuttack. Thereafter, he was situated for some time in the Jagannath temple.
It seems that in the Jagannath temple of Jagannath, there was some disagreement between Jagannath and Sakshi Gopal,
and disagreement called Prema Kahala, a quarrel of love. In order to settle this love quarrel, the king of Orissa constructed a village about 6 miles from Jagannath Puri. The village was called Satyavadi, and Gopal was stationed there. Thereafter, a new temple was constructed. Now there is a Sakshi Gopal station, and the people go there to see the witness Gopal. Can you show that next slide? So although the devotees are in Cuttack, what happened was that you can see that the architecture is very much the same, but the map on the left shows Bhuvaneshwar on the north and Puri on the south, and you can see, they call it Sakhi Gopal. It's 11 kilometers from Puri. So the devotees stopped in Cuttack and heard this story of Sakshi Gopal. The deity, when King Purusottama was Pachapuruja's father, and that southern king was Saluva Nrisimha, and he had a daughter, and King Purusottama had his son. Kapilendra, his son was Purusottama. So there was an arranged marriage. And the king from the south sent an envoy to Puri to check out the situation and make sure that this was going to be a suitable place for his daughter. During the Rath Yatra, when the king came out and performed the Charapahandra ceremony of sweeping the street before the deity, that ambassador from the southern kingdom was appalled. And he went back to his king and he said, "This guy is a street sweeper. What kind of kingly opulence is your daughter going to be a queen to a street sweeper?" So word was sent to the king that the marriage is off, finished. So he took his army and proceeded south to attack and lost the first battle. Then he came back to Puri and prayed before the deity. "Why? You got me embarrassed like this." And the deity said, "Did you come and ask permission to go attack?" "No, so please give me permission." And this time, what happened was that, again, he got his army together. They started traveling south to attack that kingdom. In front of them, there was a black man and a white man on horses that were traveling south. And along the way, they came to one village where a woman was out on the street selling her milk products. And she had a little yogurt and, you know, she had a little stand. And the army stopped there and took some of the goods from her. And she said, payment? And nobody had anything. So the head of the army, the king, gave a jeweled ring to her. And to him, to those two, to the black man and the white man, on white and black horses, and told her, when the army comes, you give them this jewel and they'll pay you. So they left. When the army arrived, they also stopped, and that woman gave them the jeweled ring, and then they knew that Krishna and Balaram had come and prepared the way. So they defeated that king, and one of the booty that he asked for, the king of Puryaspur, was to take this deity with him back to Cuttack. So that's the story of how that deity ended up in Cuttack. Once it was in Cuttack, then they moved it to the Jagannath temple. There was that disagreement between Jagannath and Sakshi Gopal. It was about prasadam. Nobody could decide who got more. So the king built this new temple, and that's where they... Love quarry. My guess is that the Pandas in charge of one deity and the Pandas in charge of the other deity didn't get along well. Text 35. E mata chali chali kataka hoela sakshi gopal diki sabhe se dina rahile. Oh, sorry. Thirty-five. Walking and walking this way, the Bodhisattva. Thank you. 37. Sorry. Prabhu ke mahire sabhara utkanta antare singrakari ayala sabhe sinila chale. Everyone in the party was very anxious. Mahaprabhu. They hastily went to Jagannath Puri. Atana laki haila kosani suniya dui mara pataila govinda haiti diya. When they all arrived at the bridge called Ataranala, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing news of their arrival, sent two garlands with Govinda. Can you show that next slide? This is the bridge. They're coming from the right, Puri is on the left. This bridge was built in the 12th and the 13th century. And the temple was built in the 12th century. It's kind of hard to imagine. Puri is a seaside town. And generally, especially in that section of India, there's no stones. So you look at this temple that exists today. That was built in the 1200s. How did they get all that stone? From where did they get it? How did they transport it? And if you look at the geography of Orissa, between Orissa and Bihar, there's a mountainous region. Sambalpur, that's where the famous Puri Sars are made. So they must have brought these big stones from that area, carved them, and then constructed the temple. So these bridges, there's a lot of water in Bengal and Orissa because they're coastal regions. All the rivers from India in those two states, like the Ganges and Calcutta, if you look at a Google map, a satellite picture, you'll see hundreds and thousands of tributaries going into the Bay of Bengal, coming down from the Himalayas across the whole Gangalic plain and into the sea. Similarly, Orissa is like that. So all these rivers, and as the party traveled, they had to go through over all these different. Either they'd take boats, or some places there were bridges. So now they're at Atharanala. Atharanala is beautiful. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur installed a pair of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet there. It's just a little temple. But the view from Atharanala, you can stand on the bridge and look and see all the coconut palms. And in the distance, that's where you see the Jagannath Temple for the first time coming from that route. Text 39. Dui Mala Govinda Dui Dhane Paraila Advaita Avaduta Gosani Bhada Sukopaila. Govinda offered the two garlands to Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu, and they both became very happy. Tahani Aramba Kaila Krishna Sankirtana Nachite Nachite Chali Aila Dui Jana. Indeed, they began chanting the holy name of Krishna on that very spot, and dancing, both Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu reached Jagannath Puri. So they started kirtan and entered into the city. Pona mala diya swaru parini jagana agubari patira sachira nandana. Then for the second time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent garlands through Swarup Damodar and other personal associates. Thus they went forward, sent by the son of Mother Sachi. Narendra Siyatahan Sabare Malila Mahaprabhura Datta Mala Sabaparaila. When the devotees from Bengal reached the lake Narendra, Swarup Damodar and others met them and offered them the garlands given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Next slide, Karnapur Prabhu. After entering Jagannath Puri, at that time, the road is a little bit different now, because when the British came, they made more proper roads. And also, when vehicles started to be more of a mode of transport, they've built a bus stand and roads. But previously, the path led from the Atharanala Bridge into Puri, and then to this lake called Narendra Sarovara. This is where Chandanyatra takes place for 21 straight days. What happens is that every night, at around sunset, there's a procession where they bring the Utsav deities from the Jagannath Temple to Narendra Sarovara, put the little deities on boats, and then have a nice boat festival going all around the Sarovara. You can see it's really quite big. And on all the banks of the Sarovara, all the devotees are chanting. So when the devotees arrived from Bengal, there's another description in another pastime where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and met them there during that festival. And they got down in the water and they had a grand festival. But here, Swarup Damodar and other devotees offered the second set of garlands. It's probably about less than a 5-minute walk to the Jagannath Temple. Well, we'll read, they go now. Text 43. Simha dvara na kaite aila suni gaurahaya apanaya siya prabhu malila sabhaya. When the devotees finally reached the lion gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the news, and personally went there. Next slide. This is the famous Simhadwara. There are four gates on each of the cardinal points, north, west, east, and south. And the eastern gate is guarded by two lions. Can't see them in this photo, but that's why it's called Simhadwara. Just like Jai and Vijay are in front of a lot of temples, they have an elephant gate, a horse gate, a tiger gate, and a lion gate. Text 44. Sabhalana koila jagannatha darshana sabhalana ailepona apana bhavana. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his devotees visited Lord Jagannath. Finally, accompanied by them all, he returned to his own residence. From that gate, if you go toward the sea, that's the main road past Kasi Misra's house, about 500 yards from the temple to Kasi Misra's house. So all the devotees met from Atharanala to Narendra Sarovara to the temple, took darshan, and now with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Kasi Misra's house. Next slide. This is the room probably where they took prasadam. Outside to the left of this is the Radhakanta Math, and the deity is situated there. It's a much open, much bigger open space, and there was a couple hundred people, so they probably spilled out in there. But even today, when devotees have big festivals and things, this is the room where they take prasadam. Text 45. Vaninata Kasi Misra Prasada Lila Svahaste Sabare Prabhu Prasada Kaya Lila. Vaninath Rai and Kasi Misra then brought a large quantity of prasad, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed it with his own hand and fed them all. Purvavat Sare Anraye Vasastana Taham Sabapatana Kaila Vishama. In the previous year, everyone had his own particular residence, and the same residences were again offered. Thus, they all went to take rest. He mata bhakta gana rahila chari masa prabhura sahita kari kirtana vilasa. For four continuous months, all the devotees remained there and enjoyed chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Maha Mantra, with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Poravat ratayatra karayabe aila sabalana gundicha mandira pakasaila. As in the previous year, they all watched the Gundicha temple when the time for Rathyatra arrived. Kulina gramapata dori jagannatha daira poravavat rate agre nartana karila. The inhabitants of Kulina Gram delivered silken ropes to Lord Jagannath, and as previously, they all danced before the Lord's car. Bahu nritya kari puna chalila udyane vape tire tahanyai kaila vishrame. After dancing a great deal, they all went to a nearby garden and took rest beside a lake. Radhi eka vipreteno nityananda das mahabhavirvana teno nama krishna das. A Brahmin named Krishnadas, who was resident of Radhadesh and a servant of Lord Nityananda, was a very fortunate person. Gata bari prabhura tenho abhisheka kaila tanra abhisheke prabhu mahatripta haila. It was Krishnadas who filled a great water pot and poured it over the Lord while he was taking his bath, the Lord greatly satisfied by this. Bala Gandhi Bahu Prasada Ahila Sabha Sange Mahaprabhu Prasada. The remnants of food offered to the Lord at Balagandhi then arrived in great quantity, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees ate. Purport in reference to Balagandhi, 13.193. Anybody remember that, where Balagandhi is and what it is? Yeah, all right, Pandit. Yes, about halfway between Jagannath's temple and Gundicha. At that time, it's described it was a residence of many Brahmins, and the cart stopped, and this is where people from all over the anyone from every caste and creed had prepared prasadam before the festival, and they would bring that prasadam and offer it to the Lord, right on the road, in the gardens, up on the cart. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates went to a nearby garden, Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, and that's when King Pachaparudra came and massaged the Lord's lotus feet. So every year, no, they don't do that anymore. They stop, and they just make a quick offering and then keep going. Yes, you mentioned.
They made many stops.
Oh, yeah? Oh, so people can.
The devotees come out of their homes and make the whole offering.
Ragatmika is saying that in Mayapur, where do they go from ISKCON to Jagannath Temple?
From Rajpur to ISKCON. Mm. The devotees remain there for those how many days, and then return.
So she's saying during that walk in Mayapur, they stop at many different houses, and devotees come out and make offerings to the deities as they travel. Text Purvavaratayatra kaila darshana hera panchami yatra deki lana bhakta gana. As in the previous year, the Lord with all his devotees saw the Rath Yatra festival and the Hara Panchami festival as well. Acharya Gosani Prabhura Kaila Menamantana Tanra Madhya Kaila Rache Jada Varisana. Advaita Acharya then extended an invitation to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there was a great rainstorm connected with that incident. Vistari Vaniyachena Dasa Vrindavana Srivas Prabhure Tave Kaila Nimantana. All these episodes have been elaborately described by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. Then one day, Srivas Thakur extended an invitation to the Lord. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antya Lila, Chapter 8, gives the following description. Oh, yeah? That's the edited version. So this is one of those old mistakes. One day, Sri Advaita Acharya, having extended an invitation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, thought that if the Lord came alone, he would feed him, and to his great satisfaction. It then so happened that when all the other sannyasis were going to Advaita Acharya's to take lunch, there was a big rainstorm, and they could not reach his house. Thus, according to Advaita Acharya's desires, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came alone and accepted the prasad. Prabhura priya vendjana sabharadhena malini bhaktite dasyalibi manas nehete janani. The Lord's favorite vegetables were cooked by Malini Devi, the wife of Srivas Thakur. She devoutedly considered herself a maidservant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, but in affection, she was just like a mother. Acharya Ratna Adiyata Mukta Bhakta Gana Madhye Madhye Pabhure Karene Nimantrana. All the chief devotees, headed by Chandrasekhar, Acharya Ratna, used to extend invitations to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu periodically. Chatur Masi Ante Puna Nityanande Lana Vayukti Kare Nitya Nibhute Vaishaiya. At the end of 4 months of the Chaturmasya period, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again consulted with Nityananda Prabhu daily in a solitary place. No one could understand what their consultation was about. Acharya Gosani Prabhu ke kahe tare tore Acharya taraja pade keha bunjite na pare. Then Sri Advaita Acharya said something to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through gestures and read some poetic passages, which no one could understand. Tanre muka deki hasi sachira nandana angikare jane acharya karena nartana. Seeing the face of Sri Advaita Acharya, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled, understanding that the Lord had accepted the proposal. Advaita Acharya started to dance. Kiba parthana kiba agnya keha na bunjida alingana kare prabhu tanve vidhaya dila. No one knew what Advaita Acharya requested or what the Lord ordered. After embracing the Acharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bade him farewell. So that's it for this part of the description. Then more of that conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu will be described. It's interesting, we're just coming to the end of our online course for Chaitanya Charitamrita, so it's been 3 years reading this book, and seeing this recurring experience of that path from Navadvip to Puri. You remember the story of Shivananda Sen and the dog, Damayanti and Raghava Pandit's bags of Raghava. There's many different descriptions. There's a nice one here also in Ancha Lila that I just read the other day. And by hearing these and kind of putting these different pieces together and meditating on this for a few days, it's wonderful how these devotees from Mayapur and Navadvip, who were the Lord's intimate, eternal associates have a kind of relationship where they come for 4 months and then they go back to their duties. And then again, the following year, they get together and they all travel together. So you can kind of understand, and it was very simple living back then. They didn't just get in a bus and or a train and like shoot down overnight from one place to the next. This took months. It's almost 600 kilometers. It's like 450 miles. So it took them some time, took weeks. And they're all traveling together. Sometimes they brought their wives, sometimes, and they would bring their children. And you can understand that they come from different villages. So they weren't always all together during the year. But to get together and gather in Navadvip, at Advaitacharya's house, we read last week, how they gathered there first, and they went to Satyamata, and then they began their pilgrimage. And every year they would go, and they would have to stop, and Shivananda Sen would pay the tolls at different places, travel over water, and in this way, gradually, while they're going, one of these verses we read today was after they were in Cuttack for only one day, they were so eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that they again left and went. So you can imagine the purvaraga, the anticipation of seeing the Lord again and having kirtan every night as they were traveling and then finally getting closer and then coming to Atharanala and the garlands come and then getting to Narendra Sarovar and more garlands come and then finally getting to the Jagannath Temple and there's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It must have been so. And then for 4 months spending time with him. So now this is a description from the Antilila of another time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would get together with them when they first came. He would undergo these different festivals during those 4 months together with everyone. And also at individual times, each devotee would invite the Lord and some associates to their home. So he would also have intimate relations with each one of them during those 4 months. Then again, at the end of the 4 months, they would get together in a group before they departed and meet once again at that Kasimisra's house and talk with the Lord before leaving. This is one of those times. All the devotees from Bengal would regularly invite Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for lunch, and the Lord would speak to them in very sweet words. All of you come to see me every year, the Lord said. To come here and then return must certainly give you great trouble. Imagine just picking up for 4 months, leaving business, leaving home, leaving animals, leaving whatever it was that was there every single year. I would like to forbid you to do this, but I enjoy your company so much that my desire for your association only increases. I ordered Lord Nityananda Prabhu not to leave Bengal, but he has transgressed my order and come to see me. What can I say? Out of his causeless mercy to me, Advaita Acharya has also come here. I am indebted to him for his affectionate behavior. This debt is impossible for me to liquidate. All my devotees come here just for me. Leaving aside their homes and families, they travel by very difficult paths to come here in great haste. There is no fatigue or trouble for me, for I stay here in Nilachal, Jagannath Puri, and do not move at all. This is the favor of you all. I'm a mendicant and have no money. How can I clear my debt for the favor you have shown me? I only have this body, and therefore I surrender it unto you. Now, if you wish, you may sell it anywhere you like. It is your property. When all the devotees heard these sweet words of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their hearts melted, and they began to shed incessant tears. Catching hold of his devotees, the Lord embraced them all and began to cry and cry. Unable to leave, everyone remained there, and 5 or 7 more days thus passed. Advaita Prabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu submitted these words at the lotus feet of the Lord. The entire world is naturally obligated to you for your transcendental attributes, yet you bind your devotees again with your sweet words. Under these circumstances, who can go anywhere? Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu peacefully calmed them all and bade each of them farewell. The Lord specifically advised Nityananda Prabhu, You should not come here again and again. You will have my association in Bengal. The devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began their journey crying, while the Lord remained morosely at his residence. The Lord bound everyone by his transcendental mercy. Who can repay his debt for the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the fully independent personality of Godhead and makes everyone dance as he likes. Leaving his company, therefore, all the devotees return to their homes in different parts of the country. As a wooden doll dances to the will of the puppeteer, everything is accomplished by the will of the Lord. Who can understand the characteristics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Any questions or comments? John.
It's just kind of a random comment. You mentioned that Simha Dwar in Puri has the two lions. You still see that everywhere, like even here. Like you see that gate with two lions. So it seems like it was something very significant.
Well, in Vedic architecture, when Hamsa Rupa and Achyuta were building Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi, in charge of that. They had a lot of books on architecture. And Vedic architecture is actually a great science, a beautiful description of how the design of the temple is meant so that a person outside in the world has the experience of a transformation as they walk through the different sections of a proper temple, and it's almost like elevating one's consciousness from the mundane material world to the spiritual environment. So the first step to enter a temple is to humble oneself and submit to the Lord. So Jai and Vijay, tigers, horses, lions, these are symbolic of guards. Don't bring your nonsense in here. Don't bring your demoniac mentality in here. Don't bring your negativity in here. Come here properly. And then as the devotee enters further and further, the ghee lamps, the smell of the incense, the darkness, usually temples, now of course they're all lit up, but usually what happens is that you go in some of these older temples and there's a long walkway as you walk. It's a little bit dark, it's kind of hard to see. And then off in the distance, the lit deity by lamps, ghee lamps and different things brings one's consciousness to that. So that would be my kind of little comment on that idea. Oh, no kidding. Oh, there you go. I don't know why the library would have one. Maybe don't bring your nonsense in here either. Uh-huh. Oh, I see. So you're not only talking about Vedic culture, you're talking about just lions in front of buildings.
There's two lions.
Oh, nothing. Okay. I think there's even a movie company called Lionsgate. All glories to Srila Chaitanya Charitamrita. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Oh, Pundarik Prabhu? Yeah, it's in the Madhavapanji. There's a chronicle. There's temple records that go back hundreds of years. There's a Dwela Karana. There's secretaries whose service is to write down daily activities in the temple of Jagannath. Yeah, Jagannath Puri.
Oh,
and that story is there. That's where most of the histories are. Well, Madhavapanji came from a written record of the temple. Yeah.